Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
537, Sunny 101.5. Morning, everyone. It's time for another Jack, Steve, and Tracy extravaganza.
Ooh.
Boy, not even a show anymore.
You know, you would have made fun of me this morning because I was carrying so much. I know that's hard to believe.
No, I was just going to make a comment. In the last 2 days, you haven't been carrying in much.
Oh, no, I was carrying so half of it is in the sales office. Okay.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
But I was carrying so much that I spilled coffee down the front of my dress.
Oh.
Lovely. The whole day like this. I mean, I didn't.
You know, you got to do something with that.
You can't even tell.
No, I think I did wipe it off a little bit, but I was like, you know what? If the guys had seen this, they would have had a field day because it's just me.
I probably would have laughed, I'll be honest, and Jack would have ran over there and helped you, but laughed as well.
Oh, yeah, so half of my loot is in the sales office. My big wheeled case with the laptop in it.
Do I need to go get a cart for you to bring it all over?
Before you get to the weather, you know, we have my neighbor, Crazy Dave. He always gives us, and I'm telling you, this is a good one. He goes,
"What's the Crazy
Dave? Dave weather report?"
Yes,
it snowed last night. That is all.
It did. I didn't get a bunch, but it did snow.
Thank you for that report.
You know, and we've been talking about it, and yet it still surprised me when I looked out this morning. I was like, "Oh, wait, that's white stuff."
Right. Cloudy, rain, and snow showers today, too. So,
did you get anything that... We got nothing that stuck on the street by us, or... My yard was covered.
Yeah, I mean, not yard was covered, and my deck was covered, but no, the roads were fine.
Yeah. We'll have a high of 40 today. Right now, it's 30, and this is Sunny 101.5. Sunny 101.5 with... Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
617, here's Tracy.
Oh, thanks, Jack. We've had a lot of heavy school news lately. Yeah. And just school is pretty pressure-filled even on a good day. A lot of testing, it moves pretty fast. Well, parents at an elementary school in Arlington, Texas, surprised the kids in the coolest way. I love this story. This is the kids at Mary Moore Elementary who walked into school last Monday and found that six moms and two dads had cleaned and painted the bathroom stalls in the fifth grade wing. And so cool because, you know, they sanded them, painted them black, you know, like that chalkboard paint almost, and then added pictures and inspirational quotes with stencils. I mean, think Pinterest. I mean, these things looked awesome. And, you know, some of the quotes they put on those bathroom stalls: you can do anything if you try hard enough. Your mistakes don't define you.
Yeah.
Choose joy. Let your light shine. You will move mountains. Just, I mean, they look awesome. And so what a neat reminder for those kids on a daily basis of, you know, just their ability and what they can do with their life. And just love it. I mean, they really look cool. I'm going to post this story on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy page. I actually ran it past some of my teacher friends. We're just like, oh, that's awesome. So just a neat idea for schools even here locally. They spent a weekend. But, boy, I think the results will have an impact for a long time to come.
Where's half my class? Well, they're all in the bathroom.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Sunny 101.5. All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
649, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, The Shape of Water may have been the highest grossing Best Picture winner in 5 years, but it certainly didn't help Sunday night's Oscar ratings.
No?
A record low, 26.5 million people watched that telecast. That was marking a nearly 20% drop from last year. You know how many people watched last year? 43.7 million. So 26.5 versus...
That's kind of significant.
43.7. Yeah. That's kind of shocking. Now.
Yeah.
You know, why is that? Some say it's the length. And I think we talked about this. You know, with the montages, it does move slow.
I
made it about an hour.
Well, you're better than me. I think
a rare breed because we have to go to bed earlier, and I just couldn't.
There's
just
too
couldn't
many
stay up.
Drama movies. Everything is a drama. Where's the action?
Every movie like a drama. It's,
well,
it's
that's true, I guess.
You know, and you know, like the fight. The only action movie that was up was Guardians of the Galaxy 2 because of the makeup.
Yeah,
which was phenomenal. But I think that was the only, and I could be wrong.
Right.
But I just
that's
think
true.
Everything with the best picture, it's just a drama. It's a drama.
Mm-hmm. And so that doesn't appeal to everybody.
Well, exactly. And I think that's going to hurt because if you're going, I want to see what movies are, and they're all dramas.
Absolutely. Well, after nearly 20 years of marriage, Jim Belushi's wife, Jennifer Sloan, filed for divorce yesterday.
Come on.
The timing is interesting.
Oh, it's horrible.
Considering Monday was also the 36th anniversary of the death of Jim's brother.
Yeah.
Superstar comedic actor John Belushi. The Blast is reporting that Jim and Jennifer have two teenage children together, and he also has a 37-year-old son from his first marriage and has been divorced twice before. Yikes, that hurts, right?
Yeah.
Well, Taylor Swift announced on Monday that the official music video for her Reputation track Delicate will premiere on Sunday during the iHeartRadio Music Awards. Can you hear it? There we go. Now, those awards will air beginning at 8 p.m. on TBS, TNT, and True TV. Doesn't that sound a little reminiscent of another song she has out right now? Oh, sounded familiar, that little chorus part.
I think a lot of artists
part.
Fall into
probably.
That.
Yeah, they fall into it.
Also at the awards, Ed Sheeran, Bon Jovi, and Camila Cabello are set to perform. Well, Tim Allen would love to see his popular 90s sitcom Home Improvement rebooted. He says, I can't speak for everybody, but it has been floated when he was asked if the entire cast would be on board. He also says,
I like that show.
I know. He also misses his canceled comedy, Last Man Standing.
Yeah, I like that one, too. I like that one, too. You know, there's two things I carry from that Home Improvement. The grunting.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson, the neighbor, who you only saw his face once.
Yeah, he passed away.
The bucket hat. He passed away. And then Richard Kern, who plays Al Borland, his plaid-wearing co-host, always said, I don't think so, Tim. Everything. He said, well, it's a good idea to do this. You're going to start a fire. I don't think so, Tim.
Yeah.
Well, but I would love to see it. I would.
That had an 8-season run from 1991 to 1999.
Wow. Yeah, it was pretty popular.
Well, this is a pretty cool story. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez skipped the Oscars in L.A. over the weekend to spend time with high school students from the Bronx. They met with teens in a boardroom at Yankee Stadium as part of A-Rod's partnership with Project Destined. This project teaches financial literacy to children in neighborhoods like I grew up in. That's what J-Lo said. She captioned a photo on Instagram over the weekend. People from Harvard Business School teach and mentor the kids on how to buy their own real estate. And by the end of the program, they own part of a building in their own community.
Aww.
And then the profits that they make go toward their college education. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Meghan Markle will reportedly be baptized and confirmed into the Church of England by the Archbishop of Canterbury in coming weeks. Entertainment Tonight is saying the private service will take place at the chapel at Kensington Palace and that Markle's parents are expected to attend. It actually, this was interesting, could be the first official meeting between Markle's father and Prince Harry. Apparently, the two have only ever spoken on the phone. So he's only ever spoken on the phone to his future father-in-law. Markle identifies as Protestant, but went to an all-girls private Catholic college in L.A. 19 iconic roles that almost went to different actors. I pulled out a few of these. Did you ever wonder? What might have been if you've made a different decision at some critical juncture in your life?
Out of
the
19,
career?
I think 7 of them will be Nicolas Cage.
This one surprised me. First, Molly Ringwald. She turned down the lead role in Pretty Woman.
Oh, I can't imagine Roberts took, that can't, not being...
And you know what? That's what she said. I don't specifically remember turning it down, Molly Ringwald says. She said the script was okay, but she's like, I gotta say, Julia Roberts is what made that movie.
Yeah.
It was her part. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Another one, Christina Applegate, Legally Blonde. She said the script was just...
Instead of Reese.
She would have been Elle Woods, but she just said, you know, it initially came her way, and she was leery about taking another dumb blonde role since, you know, married with children just wrapped up. Mm-hmm. And I can actually see Christina playing that role well.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. John Travolta in Forrest Gump.
No way.
He went on to say that passing on that was a big mistake. But then, you know, that same year, he made a splash with Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, but come on. Can you imagine
him? But still, yeah.
As Forrest Gump?
It is hard for me to imagine.
Life is like a box of chocolates. Oh, my God. That's what it would be. I can't imagine Tom Hanks. Literally.
Oh,
Forrest Gump.
His part.
Yeah, that's him.
Apparently, John Hughes wanted Johnny Depp as the title role in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Instead of Broderick?
Yeah.
I can't see that either.
He's getting a little intense for me.
I agree. I think Broderick played that well. And Al Pacino in Star Wars, he was offered the part of Han Solo.
Come on.
But passed on it because he felt it was too out there. Isn't that funny? Al Pacino felt that role was too out there.
We gotta get the Millennium Falcon. Could you imagine him next to Chewbacca? They just it would be confusing.
All right.
I'm done doing sound effects, by the way.
On to the birthday game. David Gilmour.
Well, I'm gonna have to go with at least 70. All these classic rock stars are reaching 70 years old now.
72,
nice.
Uh-huh.
Tyler the Creator.
Cool.
If you saw the look on Jack's face right now.
I mean, it's like Johnny the Janitor.
48.
No way. 26.
27.
Okay.
Hey, you're on fire today.
Can you tell me?
Rapper and singer.
He was
known for hits like Awkward, I Ain't Got Time.
And I think he was tied to one of the Kardashians for a little while. I think he dated.
Oh, was he? That was probably before my radio paparazzi time.
Again, I don't know. I just know that I knew he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And Connie Britton.
This is where you lost me. Jack? No. I know that empty stare.
38.
Yeah, I knew
it was coming.
Well,
you just name anybody and I'll have the empty stare.
52.
51.
Come on!
You don't know who she is?
I have no idea who she is.
Oh, that's awesome. You are on fire today. Tammy Taylor in the series Friday Night Lights. And she also played country singer Raina James in the musical drama Nashville, that series.
I've not watched either of those.
All right.
Good job.
We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
Well, today's question, just knowing just from the past the answers that we've received from Siri, I think I know the answer to this one. I think I could probably guess it, but I'm going to let her do her thing. Here we go.
All right.
Siri, should the drinks be free on a plane?
This question is enraging. All drinks should be free on an airplane for adults once they finally make it onto the plane. I mean, the stress and costs are high enough just to get to buy the ticket and get onto the plane. The least that they can do is have an open bar. I promise that free drinks would make the travel environment so much more relaxing for everyone involved. Imagine a world where everyone was excited to fly. Are you imagining it? It would be magical. It would feel like a party as soon as you checked into your flight.
I knew that was going to be your answer.
Margaritas on for everyone.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to siri@sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
So wake me up.
Wake up.
This is your number one morning show. Jack, Steve, and Tracy on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny. 101.5.
Sunny 101.5, 740.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Man, I literally have life hacks for the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding.
What did you do, shop at Costco?
Yeah. I went in for one life hack and got 27 for the same price. No, these are life hacks that have to do with guitar. So if you're a guitar player, things like that. Now, I think this one's really cool.
Yeah.
Most effective way when you restring your guitar, and I'm bringing this up because, Jack, your guitar has been stringless.
I know. It's needed strings for at least 2 months.
A decade. Mm-hmm. So this is a technique that I am aware of. When you put on new strings, you stretch them. Right, oh. You have to stretch them because they'll go out of tune when you start bending and playing vigorously and things like that. So now most guitars will be difficult to tune right after, keep in tune right after you change the strings. You need to stretch them out properly. Mm-hmm. And here's the process. You take a cloth and slide it up and down the strings while pulling on it. So as you're going from the nut of the guitar, which is at the headstock, all mm-hmm. the way down to, if you have an acoustic, the sound hold or the bridge of an electric, and you keep going back and forth while pulling up and constantly doing that and then retuning it and doing it, and you're actually stretching it. The friction created from the cloth will heat up the strings and get them kind of warmed up, and they'll kind of slide and get in and out of tune. So if you mm-hmm. keep doing that, it will lock into and stay into tune.
Well, in 6 months when we finally get strings for mine, we'll do that, okay?
I can just see Jack stretching it and breaking them.
You guys are constantly out running errands, but the stores and you're eating lunch, and you're buy strings for the guitar.
The place ain't open. Yeah. It's late. It's not open early enough.
They don't open at 10 a.m.?
No, it's 11. These are musicians. Do you think they get up?
11?
11's rough. Hey, you got to get into work at 11. Are you crazy?
Idea. I have no idea. I would 11. Have thought they would have opened at 10.
You're playing gigs until 4 a.m.
Let me tell you, when you hear cock-a-doodle-doo, it's usually a 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah. I got to get up now. The sun's just going down.
Man. All right.
But if you ever get a clogged drain, that's just the worst. Especially when you have long hair, you tend to get clogged drains pretty frequently.
Yeah.
So you run hot water down the drain for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then you sprinkle 1 cup of baking soda down the drain.
There you go. What did
you
I say?
You and your baking soda.
That
Jack
baking
and his soda,
is just a miracle.
And then you pour 1 cup of vinegar down the drain.
Yep.
And kind of flush it one more time with mm-hmm. with hot water. And
that'll do it.
Takes care of it.
Very good. Mine, you ever do this? It's just and it's most out of boredom. You go to the refrigerator, open up, just look in there, see if something
all
looks
the time.
Good. And you close it. And you go back and do it again.
Right, like now, something what else, magically what is going to appear.
I want a taco.
What's gonna?
What if you know? What if there's
appear?
A fridge like that? There's a unicorn and a leprechaun on the other side, and they're making whatever you're thinking.
I don't know. Well, when you find yourself doing that, here's what you do: you drink the biggest glass of water you can find. The biggest glass you can find. You'll be too full to want food. You won't find yourself doing that, all right? There's my life.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 753. Time for Go Figure. Here's Steve.
And now another episode of people abusing 911.
Oh, boy.
But this, I don't know if this is just pure arrogance or just people not think. I'm going to quiz you.
All right. Yeah.
There's a Texas city.
Okay.
Team of the Spurs.
Antonio.
San Antonio. Close enough.
Yeah. I forgot the San.
You know what? You probably would have been. Is it that Antonio Banderas, Texas?
I forgot the San.
So San Antonio. They're urging people not to call 911 for trivial reasons and only doing it for emergency. Now, why would they, you think, they go on a campaign. 911 is not for this.
Right.
People actually think SAPD, which would be what? LAPD? SAPD?
Oh, yeah. CPD, San Antonio
Police Department. There are actual people that have said, hi, yes, I'm starving. Can I get a large pepperoni from the closest pizza joint?
You know,
they actually think it's the San Antonio Pizza Department. I'm not even kidding you. People are calling that. All right? And there's another one that says we have to tell people that SAPD does not stand for the San Antonio Plumbing Department.
Right.
as well as the San Antonio Pizza Department.
They've actually had
calls. 911, what's your emergency? Yes, I have a water leak in my house, and I just don't know what to do. Well,
yeah.
You realize you're calling emergency services
for your plumbing.
But for them to go out and say, tweeting, social media, news, radio, going, you know, the SAPD, it stands for San Antonio Police Department.
I've wanted a pizza bad enough that I wanted to call 911, but you don't do that. You just don't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? He's going to come tomorrow?
In fact, when I pull up in my driveway and I see that half of my pizza is gone, I want to call 911.
I just got a 911 call from my daughter that she couldn't find the hair straightener.
Didn't see that? Couldn't find the hair straightener.
This is a real emergency.
Exactly.
Delaney, I'm on the air, but I can't find a straightener. This is huge.
Mom, you don't understand.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
This is Paige.
Paige, come on down. You're the next contestant on the We Love Me.
Awesome.
All right, Paige. Now, here's the deal. You're already a winner. You know that, or you wouldn't have called me.
But, right.
Yes, but if you pick the meter meat byproduct that you land on, we'll give you two certificates. So you have a choice of Spam Liver Pate Potted Meat. What is that one? Oh, that's
pink crab meat.
Pink crab meat.
What I need it to land on.
Right. Caviar, anchovies, oysters, and
kipper snacks,
Spam and potted meat. So, what do you think?
I'm going with Spam.
Okay. Spam. Okay. Now, neither...
That is a very popular pick.
If it lands on Spam,
you'll get two Spams. If it lands on oysters, I get a free cup of coffee
tomorrow.
And if it lands on
pink crab meat, he gets a cup of coffee.
All right. So, a lot of steak here. It's... Don't put the pressure on, but here we go. We're going to spin right now. There it goes. Come on now. Come on. No whammies. Come on now. Here we go. It's landing on oysters.
No. Kipper snacks.
It went right past oysters. Yeah, you got little fishies. You're gonna get kipper snacks.
This is great. This is exciting now. I'm telling you, that added a whole nother dynamic to this.
I like the side bets. We can get Tracy on that one next one.
I'll do a side bet next time.
Okay, next time we'll have three of them. But there you go.
Can you just
congratulations on your little fishies, can of little fishies. All right.
Just to relive.
How exciting. I know.
Now, let's go to you.
How excited I am when it's coming up.
Now, it comes close. And you hear the disappointed, right?
Yes.
You hear the disappointment.
Right.
Now, here's a play-by-play guy.
Listen,
it's spinning.
Come on, no
it's going
whammy.
Fast. It's slowing down.
Now, here we
Could
go.
It be? Could it
it's
be?
Landing on oysters!
No! Look how the... Now, pull up my computer and just let me show
last
you.
Last week,
when it actually hit.
This was hilarious.
When it
So I just want you to, you hear the difference.
You guys are insane.
And just to give you an insight, our break room is below the Schur's group upstairs.
Yeah.
And that's what we sound like when they spin the big wheel. So I can only imagine
having their
meeting.
Day at the
morning
office.
Meeting that hears these morons screaming down here.
Okay, so we're going to do this.
Well, next week, that's it. We're going to have three side
bets. That's right, three side bets.
Next week, that'll be exciting stuff.
More of Jack, Steve, and Tracy coming up on Sunny 101.5.
Be sure to join us for the Wednesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Well, since I was the last one to have a birthday.
I think it's your turn.
It's my turn to surprise somebody on their birthday. That's right. The birthday call tomorrow.
You should just call yourself.
Yeah, I might forget by tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.